الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, there are many blessings of reciting Durood-e Pak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, a very, very pious predecessor, Sayyidina Shaykh Muhammad bin Sulaiman Jazuli rahmatullah alayhi, has said that I was on a journey, the time for Salah came upon me. I found a well, but no bucket or rope to get the water out. I became anxious and started to think how to get the water. As I was sat there contemplating, a young girl looked from the rooftop. She asked, "What are you looking for?" I replied, "A rope and bucket." She asked my name and I replied, "Muhammad bin Sulaiman Jazuli." The girl said surprisingly, "My goodness, you're such a renowned scholar and yet your condition is such that you can't take water out of this well?" Saying this, this young girl spat into the well. Amazingly, the water suddenly started to rise up. It came up to the top and I performed wuzu with it. After I had completed my wuzu, I asked, "Oh daughter, tell me, how did this miracle take place? How did you perform this karamat?" She replied, "I recite through the Pak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in abundance. And it is by virtue of the Durood-e Pak that I recite that this miracle has taken place." Sayyidina Shaykh Muhammad bin Sulaiman Juzuli rahmatullahi goes on to say that I was so impressed by this Madni Munni and her saintly miracle that I made the firm intention to write a book about Salatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He rahmatullahi alayhi then wrote Dalailul Khairat Sharif, an amazing book about Durood-e Pak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah azza wa jal have mercy on them and forgive us for their sake. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, we are in the blessed and beautiful month of Milad-e Pak. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, what a great honor. The great devotee of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Imam Jalaluddin Sayyuti Shafi rahmatullah alayhi, was privileged to see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 75 times in the state of wakefulness. He rahmatullah alayhi has said, the grandfather of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that once I was asleep beside Hajar-e Aswad. During the sleep, I had a nightmare and I was overcome with fear. I went to a Qurayshi fortune teller and told him my dream. I said, there was a tree whose height was up to the sky and whose branches were spread over the east and the west. A noor was coming out of the tree and it was 70-fold brighter than the sun. The Arabs and non-Arabs were all prostrating before this tree. The tree continued to grow larger, higher and brighter. It would hide for one moment and then reappear in the next. And a group from the Quraysh were clinging to it. And then there were some people from the Quraysh who were trying to cut it down. Then a very good looking youth stopped them from cutting the tree. I have never seen anybody so beautiful and handsome. Thereafter, this impressive and dignified person broke the backs and gouged the eyes out of those who were trying to cut the tree. I stretched my hand out to pick up the fruit from the tree, but I could not get it. I asked, "Who can obtain the fruit of the tree?" And the reply came, "Only those who firmly cling." Then I woke up from my sleep in a frightened state. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala says that as I saw the face of the fortune teller, it was pale with fear. Interpreting the dream, he said, "If your dream is true, then one of your sons, i.e. your grandson, will control the east and the west, and seeing his virtues, a huge number of creatures will associate themselves with him. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, the blessed nur and light which Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala saw in his dream was none other than our beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was born on the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal 571 AD on the blessed morning in Makkatul Mukarrama. My dear Islamic brothers, the dark clouds of oppression, disbelief, all disappeared on that beautiful day. Fires which were lit by fire worshippers in Iran all stopped all of a sudden. The palaces of Kisra were shaken by earthquakes, causing 14 towers to collapse. The river Sawah completely dried up all of a sudden, and the Kaaba began to sway beautifully in the air. Subhanallah. All this was a sign of the arrival of the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After the blessed birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first lady, the first to have the privilege of feeding Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was Hazrat Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha, the blessed mother of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then it was Hazrat Bibi Thawaiba radiallahu ta'ala anha for a few days. And then this honor and privilege was given to Bibi Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha, who had this honor for 2 years. Regarding the child of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my dear Islamic brothers, such an amazing, amazing privilege of Hazrat Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha. She says that before Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I was very poor. Even to the extent that because of famine, I did not have enough milk to actually feed my own child. And he would often stay awake all night crying, and I would stay up consoling him. My camel did not give milk. We were very poor. We had nothing. When I was to travel to Mecca, the custom of the Arabs at the time was that they used to send their children out for fostering into the outskirts, so that they grow up in healthy, clean environments, excellent manners, and stayed away from the city life where foreigners often came. So all the foster mothers, they descended upon Mecca in the hope to find children that they could foster and earn a living. Hazrat Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha says that on the way there, I had a mule and it was very slow. It caused me a lot of trouble. And those I was traveling with in the caravan, in the group, constantly rebuked me because I kept slowing them down. We constantly faced hardships and sickness until we arrived at Mecca. They all went to many houses and they gained children. And I entered the house of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I saw that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was wrapped up in a woolen piece of cloth that was whiter than milk. And there was a green silky cloth under him. The fragrance of musk and amber was coming from him. He was sleeping on his blessed bank. Sayyidina Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha says, I wanted to wake him up, but I was completely lost in his beauty. I then gently placed my hand on his blessed chest. He smiled and opened his beautiful eyes. Then the nur that came from his eyes flew towards the sky. I kissed the blessed forehead through affection. It was only by the great grace that Hazrat Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha was blessed with Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She says, I brought him back to the tent. I sat down and I knew that I had very little milk. But when I sat down, there was enough milk to feed him and to feed his Razai brother, my son, as well. They both drank to a full stomach, and then they both went to sleep peacefully. When they saw the she-camels nearby, even their udders had filled up with milk. On the way back, my mule, which was the slowest and the weakest, started to walk fast. The other foster mothers asked me, Halima, have you got a new mule? This mule seems to be fresh and full of energy. I said, no, it's exactly the same one But this time, it was a lot faster than everybody else. When we reached our home, although there was severe drought in our village, and all the animals did not give milk, when we reached our home, amazingly, my goat started to give milk, and full milk. Every day my goats would return from pasteurized from the pastures, and their udders would be full of milk. The people of my tribe were amazed. So they sent their goats to exactly the same field that my goat was in. And yet their goats returned without any milk, and my goats always had full udders of milk. And I knew that it wasn't the particular field that produced the milk. It was the blessings of this husty that I had brought. It was the blessings of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My husband knew this as well. Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Abdullah Marawzi rahmatullah alayhi narrated that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was 2 months old, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began to crawl along with other children. When he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was 3 months old, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began to stand up. When Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was 4 months old, the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began walking by placing his hands on the wall. And at 5 months of age, the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the ability and strength to walk. At 6 months old, he could walk fast. At 7, he could run properly in every direction. And at 8 months, he started to speak clearly so he could be understood. And at 9 months, subhanAllah, the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke eloquently and beautifully. When he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was 10 months old, he used to excel the other children in archery. And he used to say, "Oh nafs, my Allah granted you goodness. I am the son of Abdul Muttalib." In the very days, people asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Who you are?" And Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, "In terms of strength, I am the strongest Arab. In terms of archery, I am the bravest. In terms of religion, I am the most exalted Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the son of Abdullah, the son of Abdul Muttalib." Subhanallah. Allah, Allah, wo bachpane ki pavan, us khuda baati surat pe lakhu salam. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, this was the childhood of the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha says that I brought this amazing husti to my home and it was just unbelievable. Unbelievable. She states that the beautiful and brilliant face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to shine so much at night that there was no need to light a lamp. One day, my neighbor, Khalwa, asked, "Oh Halima, a type of bright light emanates from your home. It's a brilliant light. And it comes all night. We can see it's on. Do you light a fire in your home at night?" And Hazrat Halima radiallahu ta'ala says, "No, it is not the light of a fire or a lamp. It is the beautiful and brilliant and illuminating face of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Subhanallah. Look at the nur filling the air. Subhanallah. Hazrat Halima radiallahu ta'ala says that as I entered my home with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it began to smell of musk and amber. And not only my home, such amazing were the blessings of the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the houses of the entire tribe of Banu Sa'ad, the entire tribe of Banu Sa'ad used to fill up with fragrance and musk. And people's hearts were filled with affection towards the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They developed a strong belief that he was very blessed. And anybody who had pain in any part of his body, they used to come to the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was still a child. And they would hold the blessed hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, place it on the painful area, and it would cure immediately by the grace of Allah azza wa jal. If a camel or goat fell ill, they used to bring it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they used to make Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stroke it, immediately curing it. Subhanallah, subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers, amazing. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas narrates that once the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got separated from his grandfather Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib in a valley of Makkah al-Mukarramah. Having searched in vain, his grandfather came back to Mecca and prayed tearfully, clinging to the curtains of the glass of the Kaaba and asking for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Meanwhile, Abu Jahl, the famous unbeliever, who was returning on a she-camel after herding his goats, saw the beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he sat his camel down. He sat Aka sallallahu alaihi wasallam behind him and then wanted to move away. But the camel would not get up. When the best of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in the back, the camel refused to get up and refused to walk. And when Abu Jahl moved the best of creation sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the front of the camel, immediately the camel stood up. And it was as if the camel was saying, "Oh foolish person, he is the Imam of the creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla. How can he sit behind you?" Subhanallah. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says further that Allah Azza wa Jalla has made Sayyidina Musa Kalimullah eat his mother through Fir'aun. And in exactly the same way, he made Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam meet his grandfather through Abu Jahl. Subhanallah, subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, the childhood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was amazing. How Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was blessing all the surroundings and everything that came into contact with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, the animals revered him, the stones saluted him, the trees bowed down in prostration to him. Once, Abu Talib, who is the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says, "I was at a place called Zul Majaz. Suddenly, I was thirsty, I needed some water, but we didn't have any. So I said, 'Oh my nephew, I am thirsty.' I informed him of this, but I did not ask him for water. I just told him because I thought I'd share my problem with him. But immediately he heard me. He stopped. He got off his horse and said, 'Oh uncle, are you thirsty?' I said, 'Yes.' Listening to this, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hit the ground with his blessed heel and water gushed forth. 'Oh uncle, drink water.' So I drank water from there." Subhanallah, subhanallah. Even as a child, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mu'jizat were amazing. He, the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was blessing people with his miracles, subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's birth was a miracle. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's childhood was a miracle. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's youth was a miracle. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's entire life and every moment of it was a blessed miracle, subhanallah. And the more you read and learn about these miracles, the greater the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam grows in our hearts. Subhanallah, subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers, every moment of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a miracle. Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that I said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when I was invited to the fold of Islam, I came into the fold of Islam because I saw signs of your nubuwwat. And what I saw is that as a child when you were in the cradle, you were talking to the moon, and wherever you gestured your finger, your blessed finger went in the direction and the moon followed it in that direction." Subhanallah. Depicting this miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the great devotee of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat Maulana Shah Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman says in his beautiful poetic words, "Chand jhuk jata jidhar ungli uthate mahad mein, kya hi chalta tha isharon par khilona noor ka." Subhanallah. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the cradle and the best of creation would move their blessed finger and the moon would move in that direction. And this was the same moon that in years to come, the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the same finger would split into two. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even as a child, would always keep themselves clean. Their clothes would always be clean. Their manners were always perfect. And the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even as a child, was absolutely perfect. Incredibly neat body, incredibly neat manners, and incredibly neat and beautiful face. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers, the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, during his infancy, was a role model to the entire world. He, as a child, was amazing. Hazrat Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha says that I would want to give a bath to him, but someone from the ghaib would expel me and he would be already clean. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life was full of miracles, and those around the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam paid testified to these. Hazrat Halima radiallahu ta'ala says that daily a spiritual light like the sun would appear in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and would cover him and then would disperse. She says that once I was with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and some goats were passing us by, and when one of the goats came out, it approached Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It placed its forehead on the earth as if it was prostrating. It kissed the blessed head of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and went back towards the other goats. Subhanallah. And these miracles were something that happened every day. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, the childhood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the best. In order to increase our devotion and our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let's listen to some incredible and amazing and beautiful stories in relation to the childhood of Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first words that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke in their initial life were Allahu Akbar Kabira, walhamdulillahi kathira. My dear Islamic brothers, what a lesson that is for us today. That the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even as a child, was teaching us how to bring up our children. The best words we can teach our child in those early years. And the first word we should be teaching our child is Allah. And then teach him the Kalma Sharif. Then teach him Durood e Pak. How fortunate is that child, my dear Islamic brothers, whose first words are Allah and La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then Durood e Pak Manaka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. And the amazing childhood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so beautiful that you heard the hadith of Mubarakah where Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I saw you playing with the moon, and whichever way your finger went, the moon also went in that direction. But my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, that wasn't all. It's noted in the books of Hadith that the angels used to descend and swing the cradle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, Allah, Allah. How beautiful was that? My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a blessing to these worlds. And Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's childhood was amazing. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be lying in their blessed cradle. And the moon was there as a spiritual toy, obedient to the gestures of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, Allah. And then, in the books of Hadith, it says that as a child, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's body mubarak and Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's clothes mubarak were always pristine and perfect. Subhanallah. A beautiful smell, a fragrance emanated from them. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to speak beautiful words. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they started to speak, they always read Bismillah before anything and everything. Subhanallah. Hazrat Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha and the historians, those who've noted the Hadith of Mubarakah, say that the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would always recite Bismillah. What a beautiful habit this would be to teach our children. If we could teach them the first words and then teach them to read Bismillah before anything they did, how successful would they be in life? And not only that, we knew that the beautiful hadith of Mubarakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to give and take with your right hand. And that the shaitan gives and takes with his left hand. But the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even as a child, used the right hand to give and take everything. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Hazrat Sayyidina Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha says that during the infancy, Akka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very easy to look after. Akka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wasn't a difficult child. He was very, very mature. And Akka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam neither cried nor screamed nor bewailed like the other children. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's character, Akka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's behavior, Akka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's manners, even at that early age, were absolutely perfect. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, there are overwhelming blessings in knowing and learning the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the more we learn about Akka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the more we learn about the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the miracles of Akka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the amazing life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the more our love for the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam increases. The more we tell our children that Akka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a child had all these amazing attributes. Akka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a child, wherever he went, he healed people. Akka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a child in his cradle used to move the moon. Akka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam split the moon into two. Akka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was perfect mannered even as a child. Akka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praised Allah Azza wa Jal even as a child. Akka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim and Bismillah before everything they did. SubhanAllah, can you imagine the effect this would have on our children? Not only would they learn these excellent manners, but they would grow up with such an amazing attraction and bond and love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in their heart, that would make them successful in all walks of life. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, we have been blessed with this beautiful month of Milad-e-Pak. Let's make it our mission to make sure that our children learn the beautiful seerat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our children learn the ways of Akka sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And by making them recite Durood-e Pak every day, by sitting down in a beautiful Madni circle, and by telling them stories of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we increase the love of Akka sallallahu alaihi wasallam in their hearts. May Allah azza wa jal give us all the tawfiq in this blessed month to teach our children the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah azza wa jal give us all the tawfiq to attend the beautiful gatherings of Milad-e-Pak, to attend the Thursday night Ijtimaz of Dawat-e-Islami, travel in the Madni Kaflas in this beautiful month of Milad-e-Pak, and to teach our children and increase the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hearts of our children. Ameen, bijahin nabiyil ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Milad with love, Milad with love, Milad of the Prophet with love, Milad of the Prophet with love.